This one I want to talk more about what I'm looking at lately. Crypto, basically. It's all crypto. The last, I don't even know how long. Many months, 6 months maybe. Just the changes to the world are going to be incredible. And in 2017, there was a lot of hype and money that just kind of fueled it, but there wasn't a lot going on. Now, this time, there's a ton going on that's real. You can earn yields. You can stake your coins. There's this massive NFT business happening, which is going to just end up being more like regular business someday. And there's NFT DAOs, decentralized autonomous organizations, like centralized companies run by kind of structured with using an NFT to participate in the networked value through a token. There's so many different things going on. There is, I mean, we've all heard about the goofy pictures that are sold, and everyone seems to dismiss it as stupid, and you get a lot of neglect when you see that, which I got too. So that means you have to dig into it further if you feel that way, because then you're missing what's actually going on. So there's that. There is a lot of other chains that are going to be taking share from Ethereum, even though Ethereum will remain strong. It's just going to continually lose a little bit, and that's not a bad thing. It's kind of like Android losing a little bit to iOS or whatever. I believe that that's healthy and shows growth, different chains for different things. There's secondary marketplaces for these NFTs like OpenSea that are doing a ton of volume. There is, boy, there's, I mean, what else do I want to say about it? I'm thinking out loud here to myself. There's stuff like the Helium Network, symbol HNT, that is using token incentives for physical product buildouts, like a 5G network. And then any kind of protocol or network, 6G, 7G, whatever, they could use that as well. So think about like somebody like Verizon building out a 5G network, how expensive that is and how tough that is. Well, you put these hotspots in everyone's house and you give them a token reward for doing that. And all of a sudden, it's really easy to build something really big and really fast. And that's kind of another neat use of blockchain. There's so many things like this happening. It doesn't, and these networks make a ton of money in fees. They're delivering a lot of value, and it's just kind of mushrooming. Gaming might be one of the biggest spaces where now all your artifacts, you own them yourself. You own your sword, you own your skin, you own your character. You own, there's in-game currency, as you can see with Axie Infinity in the Philippines, and other, there's some big games coming. I think it's pronounced Alluvium and Star Atlas, and some huge games where it's kind of like Fortnite, but everything is decentralized and open. So a lot of people are playing video games for a living now, and they're keeping their own stuff and selling it and trading it. It's not that different than trading the markets, honestly, if you're really good at it and you make money. So there's that. And there's just so many things like that. It's just everywhere. You can stake your coins, I mentioned, to earn interest, to provide value to the network. And then there's borrowing and lending. It's just, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts on it. Bankless is a good podcast. To start with, Unchained, Unconfirmed are good podcasts, kind of general big ones, but very good. Modern Finance is a very good podcast. But it'll be crazy for most traders. I think it's crazy for traders who aren't already having a crypto account open to look at the market. I'm investing in a lot of it, and then I'm trading when it gets really extreme. I'm not really short-term trading, but you could. I think it's the best place to be, honestly. But a lot of people still have that neglect and that inability to move out of what they're comfortable with. But soon everyone will have a crypto account open because there's just too much going on not to. So eventually it'll be, I believe that it'll be reckless and irresponsible not to own some crypto. And this isn't really a new opinion, but this is just where I strongly believe in it, and I'm headed that direction as well. And I just find a lot of stuff to do in there. So, but there's going to be big crashes along the way because there's a lot of hot money and a lot of things happening very quickly. So then everyone kind of gets jammed up and stuck, and a lot of people don't think like a trader. And then there's a huge move down and then back up. So you have a lot of that going on. So it's going to be rocky. It's not going to be a straight line. But there's a lot of good stupid news trades in here. The China ban for the 50th time was a good stupid news trade. In Coinbase also, there was a good trade, a couple good trades in Coinbase. When you felt like it should have been going up, and then they rehashed some old headlines about getting hacked. That was just old news, really. And they did that at a kind of a key time when it had gotten beaten up a lot, and it flushed everybody out, and then that was the bottom. So I like when I have an idea and I believe in it, and I see it and I feel it. And then there's the stupid news, and then it can't really go any lower. And those are my entries. So that's a strategy I use again and again when I have conviction on something and there's stupid news. So I use that to get into some stuff recently. But it's lots of just continuing to learn. This is moving so fast. So I'm always trying to listen and learn and figure out where can I figure something new out? Where is there a new thing, a new coin to trade, a new project, a new game that's taking off, or something I see people doing in the real world that's changing in a big way? And there's a lot of that going on right now, more than ever before. So it's a really interesting time to pay attention to all that. And you can start listening to some of those podcasts that I mentioned, and you get caught up really quickly and start paying attention to it. And doesn't mean, you know, you run out and go buy or whatever if you're late. It just means that you start getting your head in the game so you have some context around what's happening, and then later on something shows up and you're ready because you've paid attention. And if you're not interested, then it's not probably a good thing to do, because do what you're interested in, which is, I think, the whole point of a lot of this is you're only going to have an edge when you really like what you're doing, or else it's just going to be competing with people who want to do it and they don't feel the time go by. Well, you're never going to compete with them because that's what they want to do. So this is, for me, this is exciting. So that's what I've been doing lately.